PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey, it's Mark. We're back after a few weeks due to Hurricane Irma. I've eaten an entire Publix hurricane cake, so I am ready to go. Here's our first story. The city of Orlando announced it will, quote, aggressively pursue getting Amazon to locate its 50,000-job Amazon HQ2 in the city. Amazon is looking at several cities as possible locations for the headquarters. The company that will eat the planet invited the city to pitch against other major U.S. cities for the opportunity. If Orlando is chosen, it'll mean thousands of new jobs, a huge influx of cash and spending, and tax money, unless Orlando does what it always does and corporate welfares itself into poverty. Lake Nona is the logical spot on which to plop the new Amazon mothership. It's a huge swath of classy people housing, they're building Orlando's first micro apartments, that's soon to get its own massive downtownish downtown and a giant crystal clear mega lagoon. More importantly, however, Amazon workers can walk, bike, and shop all within miles of their job site. This real Epcot will soon Pleasure Island Orlando's ragtag Church Street station of a city. Anyone up for an Adam Wonisville special? Also, the company is requiring bidding cities to contain several positive attributes, including, quote, access to rail, train, subway, metro, and bus routes, end quote. Womp womp for the landowners located in the rest of Orlando. They're stuck in this car-dependent city with its deplorably slow bus system and a thing that doesn't connect any major thing to any major thing. Sunrail. But y'all, we're getting a $9 million bike bridge, so... But have no fear, Lynx! Lynx! Lynx is to the rescue. Back in June, Lynx started working on something called Lynx Forward. As part of Lynx Forward, the agency, quote, will be reviewing existing transit services, identifying potential gaps, and developing solutions for the community's transportation needs, end quote. Mark Baratelli was recently interviewed, and he says, quote, I'll believe it when I see it, end quote. The world's oldest continuously running Olive Garden opened in 1984 in the Macy's adjacent parking lot of Orlando Fashion Square Mall. This historical-ish location should be shuttering eventually due to the expiration of its ground lease and the fact that a new Olive Garden location will be opening just down the street in what's going to be called the Shops of Orlando Fashion Square. The 18-acre swath of parking lot formerly containing Sears Department Store and Sears Automotive, according to GrowthSpotter. While the location carries a different name, visually it's going to all look like Orlando Fashion Square Mall. The building of this new location is part of the $150 million Darden plans to spend on growth for Olive Garden in 2018. It's unclear what the new interior look will be, however. Just 3 years ago, in 2014, a new look called Revitalia for remodeled restaurants was introduced. $180 million will have been spent renovating 300 locations by fiscal 2017. The non-Sears portion of the Orlando Fashion Square Mall property has been listed for sale by Cushman & Wakefield. The price has not been disclosed publicly, but according to the Orange County Property Appraisers website, the 2017 tax year value for the property is $30 million. This comes with a mall building, some department stores, a warehouse, a parking garage, a 19,242-square-foot pond, a 420-square-foot pedestrian bridge specifically valued at $97,465, and a, quote, better-quality fountain valued at $3,000. Perhaps the new buyer will execute those 2013 redesign plans that were supposed to include a hotel that kind of never got finished. And here are two fun Orlando Olive Garden facts. Number one, the world's first Olive Garden opened in 1982 on I Drive. And number two, the Park Avenue shopping district of Winter Park once featured an Olive Garden at 310 South Park Avenue, which opened in 1986 and closed in 1991. The popular Swedish food truck got into Winter Park Farmers Market, which in itself is a miracle. Let me tell you this. Winter Park Farmers Market and Orlando Farmers Park Market are extremely hard for vendors to get into, even if you're good. I have stories. Talk to me later after the show. Swedish will be there every week as soon as they're done refurbishing their smaller food truck. Their original menu will be served. The original large truck, if you've been to Food Truck Bazaar or Tasty Tuesdays, it's this huge blue food truck, over 20 feet long. That truck has been sold to the tap room at Dubs Dread for use as a catering truck. So congratulations to Swedish. Paloma Coffee Company opened this summer in downtown Windermere at 507 Main Street. They serve Panther coffee from Miami, espresso drinks, and cold brew. The walls are lined with shelving displaying small gift items like cement vases, various plants, and bagged coffees. I have met the owner and, quote, she is nice. For more information, go to Instagram and search for Paloma Coffee Co. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Veritelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.